Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
This is Chris Crane. It is an honor to have you on our podcast today, and we have a very special guest, Dr. Reginald Calvert, who is the pastor of the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, and he has served there for almost 23 years. So thank you for coming to visit with us today, Dr. Calvert.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
And to know that you're a graduate of Beeson Divinity School at Sanford, also the Birmingham Esonian Baptist Bible College, and you serve there, and you train pastors and leaders that go out to serve our community and around the world. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, yes.
And you have a great pedigree in your family as well. You're married to Carla McPherson Calvert, who serves as an attorney, and you have two wonderful children. You have Courtney and Kaylin.
Yes, absolutely. Adult daughters.
Wonderful. And they're out there serving and making a difference. So, Pastor Calvert, we know that many of our listeners are pastors, and serving in a church 23 years is not as common today as it may have once been. So what is the key to being a long-term serving pastor in a church today?
Well, for me personally, it is trusting God, making sure that I am where God wants me to be. That's the question that I've always asked, you know, when times became or when times become difficult. Is it my time to work through this crisis, or is it my time to depart? And for 23 years, God's answer has been, you need to work through this. I'm not finished with you yet at New Jerusalem. And so by the grace of God and his keeping power, I've been able to stay there. Most of it has been a great joy. We've had some challenging times, but God has been faithful, and I'm grateful.
Well, we're entering this third year of the pandemic. So if you're listening, and maybe you're listening out in the future, this has been one of the most difficult seasons in church ministry today. And Pastor Calvert, you've been on point at keeping your church motivated, ministering to the community. What are some of what's the recipe for succeeding in an environment when there's so much unpredictability?
Yes, and you're right. There is so much unpredictability. However, God is predictable. He's predictably faithful. And that is just my core belief, is that through it all, God is faithful. And I look at many biblical models, how God has always cared and God has taken care of his people. It is David. I once was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. So for me, the pandemic has been bittersweet. When I say bitter, it's a type of separation. We've not really been together. We miss one another. Sweet is that the people stepped up and became more faithful in certain ways. So Jerusalem has not been in a mode of survival, but it's really been thriving in certain ways. So trusting God and looking at the pandemic as a way of finally being able to get the church beyond the four walls into the streets, ministering the gospel to people that do not know Jesus.
That is so encouraging, and I want to commend you for that, Dr. Calvert. For us locally, and I'm sure regionally and even beyond, you are known as a consummate preacher and pulpiteer. God has given you a gift. It is immeasurable, and I'm so grateful for it. So I love to listen to you preach, and I just selfishly want to know, what do you do to prepare a sermon? How do you prepare yourself to stand at the sacred desk? Could you kind of pull back the curtain and let us see?
Yeah, certainly. First of all, the compliment that you just gave is really overwhelming for me, because I really don't see myself that way. I was conversing with my wife last night, and I was saying to her that I still have such a ways to go, that I would like for God to be able to extract all that he's poured in me for his glory. And so I just want to say thank you for encouraging me as I continue to practice, learn, and grow. However, my way of preparation is constant, is continuous. I'm always thinking about God. I'm always thinking about the sermon. I don't just set aside a time to start with the sermon. The sermon really starts with me before I ever sit down, and I'm working in bits and pieces. Every moment that I get, if it's a spare moment, if I'm in the barbershop, that's a moment for me to do something, learn something, look at something, pray, and then to meditate upon what God has given me. And I want to internalize. It's more than memorization for me. It's internalization. It's also picturization. All of those elements come in. I want to see really what's going on in the text so that, you know, that I can say what I see, and hopefully the people can see what I'm saying.
That's powerful. So it's an ongoing process, and you take every opportunity to think about and internalize as you move through the week. And that's encouraging to me. And I see myself as I grow, that becomes real to me as well. I'm trying that. I'm learning. So thank you for being a good mentor to us. So in your preaching, I just have to ask, you are a hero to some of us. So who are your heroes? Who are some that have influenced your preaching?
Well, of course, you know, I was raised up in a predominantly African-American community, reared up in an African-American Baptist, traditional Baptist church. And so in that particular culture, the pastor wore many hats, not only preacher, but pastor, to be with the people through the week, sitting with hurting people, and then to stand in the pulpit on Sundays and to preach with great power. In other words, to, in a sense, earn the trust and the respect of the people because he was more than a preacher, but he was a pastor. And so modeling myself from pastors that I watched at when I was a boy, I would sit in the pews and I would look at the pastor, his mannerism, the way he handled himself, the way he exegeted the text. I didn't know that word, of course, when I was a child, but, you know, it was so important to me. It was just so profound to watch pastor stand up and preach. So my pastor, Reverend Sterling Pipkin, after that, I moved to Oak Grove Baptist Church, where Dr. Wilson Fallon Jr. served as pastor. He's the president of the Birmingham-Esonian Bible College. He had a great influence on my life. He is a graduate of Morehouse College, Colgate, and went on to finish his education at the University of Alabama. But I would just listen to him, and I would just be amazed at his delivery. And I always thought that it would be appropriate for me. At that time, I wasn't preaching until later, but it would be appropriate for me to get all the training that I possibly could. Once I met Robert Smith, that was the icing on the cake, to be honest. I heard him preach, and honestly, I said, wow, I've not quite heard it like that, but that's preaching. Mm-hmm. And it was the preaching was so high, I just said, it's just too high to reach it. But it's a benchmark that's so high that if I can at least attempt to prepare myself well and get halfway there, maybe I could be an adequate preacher.
Wow. And if you as a listener do not know who Dr. Robert Smith is, I encourage you to look up Dr. Robert Smith, who has been the distinguished Charles T. Carter Professor of Preaching at Beeson Divinity School. He has a remarkable preaching style that is inimitable. It is fantastic. So, Dr. Calvert, you have blessed us so, just giving us a few moments of your valuable time. So what word of encouragement would you like to leave pastors and preachers with as we close out the podcast today?
I'd like to say to everyone, you know, I know we're living in difficult times, but I also think we're living in a wonderful time to demonstrate our faithfulness to God. For so many years, I've read the biblical text, and it's I've always said it's so easy to sit in Sunday school class or stand in a pulpit and preach the text of yesteryear, of biblical times, and sit in our own convenient places and spaces. But now, I really think we have to live that text. And so I find it wonderful as I ask God to help me to be faithful. Let me be this preacher that is committed to the will and the word of God. And I want to say that we have ups and downs, but I have found God to be faithful. And the Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's where I constantly find my strength, trusting in God who can never, never fail. God will forsake God before God forsake his people. And so I live and trust in God's word.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And I want to thank you for listening today. This has been a valuable investment of your time. So God bless you and tune in to us later. And if we can serve you, please call on us.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the great commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.